Good afternoon. Welcome to this meeting of the Mesa City Council on July 1st, 2014. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation from Bishop Marsh Gurr of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, following which we will have a Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Luna. If you'll please stand for the invocation and the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for this opportunity to meet under such favorable circumstances. We pray thy Spirit to be in this Mesa City Council meeting. We thank thee for our leaders and for those who serve the city of Mesa, the employees who serve so well. We express gratitude for every effort and pray that they will be led to do what is best to continually bless this community. I say this prayer in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for that invocation. We appreciate it. Thank you, Councilmember Luna. Our next item is recognition of outgoing board members and committee members, and we'd like to turn this time over to Councilmember Richens, who will be able to give us that lowdown there.
Mesa residents are encouraged to participate in the governmental process, and one of the best ways to do so is to serve on a City of Mesa Citizen Advisory Board or committee. Residents who participate have an opportunity to become involved in their local government and make recommendations to the Mesa City Council on topics ranging from arts and culture to transportation. And I got to throw in parks here, too. They forgot parks. I don't like that. The city, in turn, benefits from the knowledge, experience, and expertise of its civic-minded citizens. The City of Mesa is fortunate to have so many residents who care about our community. In fact, we are privileged to have nearly 200 Mesa residents serve on Mesa's advisory boards and committees. Tonight, we would like to honor our outgoing board and committee members who successfully completed their terms of service this year. We are privileged to have a few of these dedicated Mesa residents here with us tonight. We have Floyd Smith, I think, is here. And anybody, we had a few not show up. Is Kate Olivarius was supposed to be here? Did she not make it? Well, anybody else? We'll read through this list real quick. Ralph Smith, Ty Perkins, Daisy Lewis, Kate Olivarius, Becky Rapier, Dr. Joseph Kyer, Tom Brewer, Brad Arnett, Randy Carter, Beth Coons, and Floyd Smith. Come on down. Turn it back over to you, Mayor.
Well, you can tell it's that time of year. Probably everybody's over in San Diego enjoying the cooler weather. Wonderful. Our next item on the agenda is to have our consent agenda, which will be read by Kevin Christopher. I'd like to invite up Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Wingstop, 1616 South Stapley Drive. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase one new vehicle for the police department. This purchase is funded by asset forfeiture RICO funds. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 44 replacement ballistic helmets for the police department. This purchase is funded by a 2013 Arizona Department of Homeland Security grant. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase two replacement motorcycles for the police department. This purchase is funded by the vehicle replacement fund. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase two light-duty pickup trucks as fleet additions to the engineering department. This This purchase is funded by the Capital General Fund. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase 14 CNG automated side-loading refuse trucks, including 11 replacements and 3 fleet additions for the Solid Waste Management Department. The replacement vehicles are funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. The fleet additions are funded by the Capital Enterprise Fund. Item 4F, act on one-year renewal of term contract for heavy equipment rental for the Transportation Department. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase 6 replacement fire apparatus, including 5 fire pumpers and 1 85-foot aerial platform truck for the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by 2013 public safety bonds. Item 4H, act on one-year renewal of term contract for custodial services for parks restrooms for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4I, act on three-year term contract for custodial services for city buildings, as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4J, act on addition to scope and dollar limit increase to the term contract for landscape maintenance for Zone 1, parks, retention basins, and sports fields for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4K, act on addition to scope and dollar limit increase to the term contract for bus shelter maintenance and repairs for the Transit Services Department. Item 4L, act on one-year term contract for precast electric vaults for the Energy Resources Department. This is funded by 2010 electric utility bonds. Item 4M, act on contract for gas supervisory control and data acquisition system improvements. This project is funded by 2010 authorized gas bonds. Item 4N, act on contract for high-pressure gas main replacement along Attaway Road, Judd Road, Quail Run Lane, and Skyline Drive. This project is funded by 2010 authorized gas bonds. Item 4O, act on contract for Broadway Road improvements from Power Road to Sossaman Road. Funding for this project is available in the 2013 authorized streets bond and the 2010 authorized water bond. Item 4P, act on contract for Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Odor Control Expansion. Funding for this project is available in the 2006 wastewater bond authorization. The City of Mesa will be reimbursed 39.8% by the Town of Gilbert and 18.4% by the Town of Queen Creek. Item 4Q, act on contract for Southeast Water Reclamation Plant Miscellaneous Improvements Project. Funding is available in the 2010 authorized wastewater bond. Item 4R, act on contract for Central Mesa Light Rail Extension, city-funded utility improvements. Funding is available from the local streets, sales tax, and transit operating budget. Item 4S, act on contract for Val Vista Transmission Main Phase 2. This project is funded by the 2010 authorized water bond. Item 4T, act to authorize the mayor to sign an employment contract with the city attorney. Item 4U, act to authorize the mayor to sign an employment contract with the city auditor. Item 4V, act to authorize the mayor to sign an employment contract with the city clerk. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with Mesa Unified School District No. 4 relating to the design and construction of the aquatic facility at Mesa High School. Item 5B, act on contract for Mesa Aquatic Facility. The funding is available in the 2012 Parks Bond Authorization. Item 6A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute necessary documents to transfer the property located at 221 West 6th Avenue to the Boys and Girls Club of the East Valley Incorporated. Item 6B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority to provide reimbursement for expenses associated with providing dedicated law enforcement services. Item 6C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with Arizona Game and Fish for the community fishing program. Item 6D, act on resolution to extinguish a portion of a public utility easement at 7931 East Pecos Road. The request is from the commercial property owner to accommodate construction of storage yard improvements. Item 6E, act on resolution ordering and calling a special bond election to be held on November 4th, 2014, to submit to the qualified electors the question of authorizing the issuance and sale of utility systems revenue bonds. Item 6F, act on resolution designating the general election date as November 4th, 2014, and the purpose of the general election, designating the deadline for filing for and against ballot measures, designating the deadline for voter registration, and establishing the times that polls will be open. At the general election, the qualified electors of the city shall vote on the following measures: alternative expenditure limitation or home rule, water system revenue bonds, wastewater system revenue bonds, electric system revenue bonds, gas system revenue bonds, and the Mesa General Plan 2040. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-035, 1008, 1058, 1060, and 1102 West McClellan Road, located south of Loop 202 Freeway and east of Alma School Road, rezoned to establish City of Mesa zoning on recently annexed property. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-029, 1008, 1058, 1060, and 1102 West McCullen Road, located south of the Loop 202 Freeway and east of Alma School Road, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residence small lot subdivision. Item 7C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-031, 1542 East Dana Avenue, located south of Main Street and east of Stapley Drive. This request is for a council use permit for a social service facility. Item 7D, introduction of ordinance regarding A14-03, annexing land located north of McCullen Road and east of Alma School Road. This was initiated by the property owners. And item 8A, act on ordinance regarding Z14-026, 610 West Jerome Avenue, located west of Country Club Drive and north of Baseline Road. Site plan modification and modification of the existing bonus intensity zone overlay to allow development of a healthcare facility. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Before I forget, I failed to recognize that Vice Mayor Glover is on the phone. Vice Mayor, are you with us?
I am with you. Thank you, Mayor.
Wonderful. Out of sight, out of mind. Sorry about that.
Hope totally all right.
Yeah, safe travels. Okay. So we have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second by Councilmember Luna. Did we have any further discussion on any of those items? If not, feel free to vote, please. And Councilmember Glover or Vice Mayor, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
You vote aye. Okay. And it is unanimous. We have 7 ayes. Okay. Thank you on that one. Our next item is item 9A, and that is to conduct a public hearing prior to the release of petitions for signatures for the proposed annexation A12-004, located at 2822 North 88th Place. This is west of Ellsworth Road and north of McDowell Road. The request was initiated by the property owners. So I will declare this public hearing open. Any comments by the council members on this item? No? Ms. Mickelson, any citizens wishing to speak on this item?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Then I'll declare this public meeting, public hearing closed. The next item is item 9B, and that is to conduct a hearing prior to the release of petitions for signatures for the proposed annexation case A12-005, located in 10,160 East Brown. This is east of Chrisman Road on the north side of Brown Road. The request was initiated by the property owners. I'll go ahead and declare this hearing open. Any comments by the council members? No? Ms. Mickelson, any requests to speak on this item?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, then I'll declare this public hearing closed. Yes. Oh, wonderful. Items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have anybody that's here to wish to speak?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, we're going to take one quick item. We have Ms. Kate Oliverius that's here that has served on a couple of our boards and committees through the years, and so we'd like to go down and take just a moment to get a photo and present her with her award for services provided to the City of Mesa. We appreciate all of that. And so, Kate, come on up. Okay, if there's no other items, it looks like we're at the end. Do we have a motion for adjournment? We have a motion by Councilmember Luna and seconded by Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.